This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now we bring to you
I was going to cut
person.
You off. You're taking way too
oh
long.
Oh, my
Ladies gosh. And gentlemen, just in case you're deaf, dumb, blind, stupid, or since you live in the, you know, metro Texas area, probably a little poor, my name is Maxwell Jacob Friedman. I am all-lead wrestling megastar. I am the longest reigning AEW world champion of all time. We will be coming here in Ireland to this...
It's Arlington. Arlington!
Who gives a... Sorry,
oh,
there goes the first one.
Number one.
That's
one.
Number one. There
Dump
might be
it.
A number two
Dump
coming
it.
Up. There's bets on me. So we're going to be coming here to Globe Life Field, not to be confused with arena or stadium. Don't do that. So right now, as you know, this is radio, so you can't really see what I look like or what the people next to me look like. Honestly, you're blessed more than I am. I'm looking at two guys who have perfect faces for radio. I mean, I'm just going to try to paint this picture for you. I've never been just in a sandwich of sheer gluttonous fat like this
my
entire life.
That's
I feel
it.
Like I'm sitting in between like Yokozuna and I don't even want to get into you. I mean, my God, you're a big boy, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, before we got on the air, we were talking about the fact that you were sleeping with the editor's wife.
No, I told you. I mean,
you were bragging about it.
I am married. Are, yeah. My wife is not here. So every woman you keep pointing out and going, is that your wife?
What about
is
that chick right
no,
there?
No, my wife
with
is not here.
No?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out the situation here, man. I'm just trying to figure out the situation.
So you can help
here.
Us out? Are you a good wingman?
I'm a great wingman.
Yeah?
Because what happens is women jump on me like wild animals. And the fact of the matter is I can't take them all on at once.
True. Yeah.
I'm a man, not a machine.
Sure.
Right? So sometimes I'll let guys have my leftovers. So in that sense, you know,
like
if you stay by me, kind of like a gnat on a horse, which I feel like you guys would be really good at, I'll let you get some of my, you know, some of my hay here and there.
All right.
I feel like you cleaned that up for us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Now, you're throwing out the first pitch today.
I am.
Well, do you have baseball experience?
I have zero baseball experience,
oh.
But I have a feeling that I'm better than that Nolan guy you're always talking about.
What are you talking about right now? That dude, that dude was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, he was incredible. He was incredible. But I'm just better. I'm better than everybody at everything.
Okay.
Listen, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to throw that ball straight down the middle over the top of that plate. Am I going to take seven steps forward before I do so? It's possible.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't play fair. I play
sure.
to win.
Yes.
Okay? That's the goal today. I'm trying to, and that's going to be the goal when I come back here on July 12th here at Globe Life.
Because
that's
chance,
what I do. I win.
Is there any chance you'll clock somebody with a ring along
well, listen,
the way?
Well, listen, again, radio, right? So they can't see how big
I mean, we
and
do have
beautiful
you have, YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure all 12 of the people watching this
wow!
are really going to enjoy this. So
oh,
here's
God.
The deal. This is a $15,000 Dynamite diamond ring. I'm the only person who's ever won it 6 years in a row. And, yeah, I mean, normally somebody catches a stray with this bad boy, and when they do, it's not pretty.
Yeah, that is intimidating. Now, you're in Happy Gilmore 2, correct?
I am in Happy Gilmore 2.
How did you get into Happy
Gilmore
2?
What a stupid question. It's because I'm in All Elite Wrestling, and I'm one of the biggest stars on planet Earth.
All right.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at you now.
Yeah.
So the way I got into Happy Gilmore 2, what happened was
me.
Adam Sandler, big fan of MJF.
Who isn't?
Who wouldn't be?
Who exactly?
Who wouldn't be?
Yes.
We're
and
learning.
I auditioned for a role for a specific part. Sandman saw it, and he said, whoa, this kid is so good, I need to give him a bigger role. And then he gave me the bigger role, and now I'm a part of what's going to be the biggest blockbuster comedy, mark my words, in history.
I
can't wait for it. It's dropping in July, just like we're dropping down here at Globe Life in July, and that's going to be on Netflix, and it's going to be a banger.
Is there any chance you play a nice person in that movie?
Are you just playing you, or are you playing like a very soft, like easy to ride with
Listen,
character?
I signed an NDA.
Okay.
I love Adam Sandler.
Fair.
He's
Fair.
Like an older brother to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. I won't say father figure because he's young and he's handsome, right? Yeah. Just like me, and Jewish, which is why he's even more handsome. But I'm telling you right now, I can't tell you anything specific about my role, but just know if you're a wrestling fan and if you're a fan of Adam Sandler, which who isn't? This is a must-see movie. Must-see movie. It's going to be a gigantic hit. Can't wait.
One of my favorite things about when a wrestler steps into the ring is when they look around and soak it in.
Oh, yeah.
And seriously, when you get that, can you kind of feel that?
So here's where you got it wrong, Chief. Normally, that's what wrestlers do. But when it comes to me, when I walk through the curtain, every fan is soaking you in.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
What am I supposed to soak in? Their fumes?
Yeah.
I'm good. Wrestling fans smell almost as bad as baseball fans. So today is going to be rough for me. I mean, I just hope that it doesn't affect my pitch.
Sure.
And let me make a statement right now. If my pitch isn't up to snuff, it's not my fault. It's because I'm just inhaling baseball fan fumes. And you guys know, you smell.
Sure.
I mean, it's rough. It's rough here.
Are you more concerned about bouncing the pitch or going high?
Listen, I could do a cricket scenario deal where I intentionally bounce it off the ground, hit the mitt. I had another idea. Maybe if I throw it and I hit the foul post, it'll bounce back. Catcher will grab it. There's a lot of different techniques I might go for today.
Maybe he just goes out there with a bat and just hits it to the, to the catcher.
What I will say is this, knock on wood, as long as I don't throw it like 50 Cent or Baba Booey, I think we're going to be fine.
Okay, good.
We're going to be fine. So
now, you mentioned coming back to the stadium July 12th.
Yep.
It's the first pay-per-view for AEW ever in Texas. It's Joe's first United States stadium event.
Yep.
I was curious, is there any difference for you in wrestling in an arena versus a stadium in terms of hearing the reaction or anything like that?
You know, there's nothing more electric than being in front of tens of 20s of thousands of people, right? I was the headliner and main event and winner of the first ever All In, which
80,
was in front of
people.
82,000. 82,000 plus. And, you know, to be able to bring an atmosphere like that to, let's face it, the only country that matters, America, is exciting to me. And the fact that it has to happen in the southern part of this country, you know, it's a bitter pill to swallow, but I'll take it. Beggars can't be choosers. I just wanted to get the hell out of the UK. That's all I wanted to do. And thank God we are.
You prefer Long Island, I'm assuming.
Well, obviously, Long Island's the most magical place in the world,
sure,
as everybody knows. But if I had to settle for a number two, I guess I could go with Texas. Here's why. First of all, I executive produced, I don't know if you guys heard, The Iron Claw. I'm a very big deal.
Nice.
And that movie had to do about the Von Erichs down here.
Yeah.
Yes, please keep clapping, fat man. And outside of, you guys can't see, it's off camera. All five of you watching that couldn't see this.
There's a lot!
All right, it's more than five. But, so essentially outside of that, you guys have Torchy's Tacos.
Yes, we do.
We don't have Torchy's Tacos on LI.
Probably good.
Which is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
Torchy's Tacos, you go in there, you ask for your taco trashy, you get the guac, you get the queso, you pour the guac in the queso, you mix it. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the only thing about Texas I like, but it's a good time, truly. truly.
Is it tough to balance, because you talked about being a producer?
Being so handsome and so rich.
That's true.
I'm glad
I was going to say, and so talented.
It's exhausting.
I know.
But go ahead.
Well, because you talked about producing or being involved with the Iron Claw, which we saw, it was great.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
You're going
to be in Happy Gilmore, too. Like, balancing all the things you're doing in addition to, you just flew in from St. Paul for Dynamite.
I literally, this morning, hopped on a flight 5 a.m. to sit in between you two, which is an interesting choice, mm-hmm. life choice for me.
Best sandwich you ever been in, right?
Yes. Best sandwich I've ever been in.
Oh, you got it. Nice work,
yes.
Kevin. Nice
yes.
work.
He got me. But in all sincerity, man, it's a part of the job. It's a part of the grind. If you want to be a top guy in any profession or any sport, you gotta make the towns. And that's what I'm doing. I'm making the town. No matter how ugly the town is, I'm here. And that's all that matters.
I presume then you've never cried before. Is that a
or cried did, about what?
Yeah, just anything. Well, when Zac Efron was sitting there,
I would
there
cry
and his
in a movie because a movie's
him.
Fake.
Okay,
right. So I'm fine with that.
His boys come and
but
tell
I'm not
him.
Gonna I'm not gonna like cry in real life like a dork like you.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
What do I have to cry about? I'm living my best life.
You watched the movie. You executive produced it. That didn't make you tear up.
No.
We'll be your brothers. Come on, that
absolutely
was a great
not.
Line.
Listen, if they died in front of me, I'd be fine. Do you guys know how much money I make a week? I'm fine. I'm living it up. I got nothing to cry about.
Holy cow.
Do you want to send a message to MVP and...
Well, MVP, Montel's my boy.
He was on your side yesterday.
Of course he was on my side, because Montel knows a generational talent when he sees one. And by the way, Bobby and Shelton, these guys aren't dumb, mm-hmm. okay? They've been in this sport for a long time. I'm 29 years old. I've already had a certified... first ballot Hall of Fame career. They know how good I am. They're just worried. They think I'm an unsavory person. But if we've learned anything today, I'm a great guy.
Seems like
Can
it,
we
yeah.
all agree on that, yeah. folks? I'm a great guy. I'm salt of the earth. Everyone's agreeing. You can't see. Everyone's agreeing. And I just think it's going to take a second for them to acclimate to MJF possibly joining the Hurt Syndicate. But look, at the end of the day, it's an advantageous venture for all of us as businessmen. Because think about it. Me with them, it gets me what I already deserve, which is my AEW World Championship back. Which, trust me, there is a good possibility that I'm strolling in on July 12th into this very stadium Woo! With my Triple B around my waist. We'll see what happens. But it's advantageous for them because, guys, I made AEW, okay? They came into Daddy's company, and Daddy knows how his house is run better than anybody. So if they want to make sure that they keep those tag team championship belts, I'm a good guy to keep around because I know the ins and outs of this place. I know how everybody in my locker room ticks. It's my show. It's my company. Montel gets it. They don't get it quite yet. I don't think this thing's over. I think we're going to hash it out with the Hurt Syndicate.
It's interesting that you say that, because whenever we were talking about you joining the show, Kevin said, hey, he is great, but he's no Bobby Lashley. And I was
okay, no, that is not true.
So here's the truth.
No, that is not true.
Here's the truth. I almost touched your but here's the tit. Is Tit okay on terrestrial radio?
You got to go ahead and dump that one, too.
That's two?
Yeah,
that's
two
an over.
Adam
Hopkins giving
me the big no. All right, we got two. Breast?
That's fine. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, we're good.
I touched the fat man's breast.
Oh, my God.
But now I got lost from...
it's okay. It's all right.
You're great,
better
than Bobby Lashley, I think is the takeaway.
I wouldn't necessarily... Well, obviously, yes. But I wouldn't say it in a mean way. Right? Bobby Lashley, let's face it, that's another guy who's had a Hall of Fame run, and he's been in this industry much longer than me. World champion in different companies, different brands. Great guy. Tremendous collegiate professional wrestler. Amateur wrestler. But they call me the sprawl god. I don't know if you guys know this.
Yeah.
Nope.
I've never been double-legged. Not even one time. In my entire life, when I was amateur wrestling in high school, didn't get double-legged once. I was undefeated, and my football coach made me stop wrestling because he wanted me to focus on being a middle linebacker.
Wow.
That's what happened. So I will say this. Bobby Lashley, great guy. He couldn't double-leg me. But... he shouldn't be offended about that, because nobody can. I'm the sprawl god.
Yeah, that's just what
I'm
he does.
I'm the sprawl god. It is what it is.
Same thing I'm assuming then for Dustin Rhodes, because he's talked about he wants to play a big part.
I beat that sissy already.
Oh,
I don't know
gosh.
If you saw the match. I ruined. I said sissy.
He's fine.
With an S.
Just two.
And an I. Anyway, I beat that guy already, and, you know, he put up a great fight. He's a Rhodes. Every Rhodes is a tremendous talent and a great professional wrestler. But at the end of the day, I beat him. Because that's what I do.
When you talk about being trustworthy, probably wouldn't have Cody Rhodes on your list of trustworthy people for you.
You know
right?
what? Listen, the American Roller Coaster, he's a great guy. He's doing well. I'm proud of him. I'm doing well. He's proud of me. We're still tight. Love Code Man. But at the end of the day, when I wrestled him in All Elite Wrestling, do you know who won?
Cody?
Yeah.
That was a horrible guess. That would be MJF.
Nice.
That would be MJF.
Well, and you definitely didn't hit him with the ring.
This thing?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
No,
that doesn't
never.
Sound like something I would do.
Now,
absolutely not.
You've given a lot of great reasons. But
no free picks. Get out of here.
Yeah. But let's say people are still on the fence. They're like, hey, I've never been to an AEW event. Why should I come out to Globe Life Field on July 12th?
Besides the fact that I've absolutely entertained you the entire time during this interview, so now you're thinking to yourself, this MJF guy, I need to watch him live. Let's take me out of the equation. We, bar none, have the best bell-to-bell professional wrestling talent in the world today. If what you care about is good old-fashioned professional wrestling, then look no further than AEW. We are where the best wrestle, point blank. Now, the difference between me and all those other schmagegs is I also just so happen to be a world-class entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me so special. And because I'm so special and I'm giving you all these logical reasons to see us on July 12th, pack out the stadium just like we packed out Wembley in London twice. We're the place to be. We're the stars to see. We got MJF. We got Will Ospreay. Beat him. We got Darby Allin. Beat him. We got Jon Moxley. Beat him. I could keep going on and on. We got Hangman Adam Page. Beat him. He cheated recently. We don't need to get into it. We
That's
have so
last,
many
yeah,
top, tremendous acts. And then we got Chris Jericho, Dustin Rhodes, Paul White, formerly known as Big Show. You know, we have so many names, both new and old, and that's what makes us so incredibly entertaining and great. But it's mainly me.
Yeah.
It's mainly
Wasn't
me.
Wasn't Jericho the first scarf guy? Wouldn't that help?
So Chris Jericho, here's what happened.
All right.
I got into the wrestling industry and sport back in 2014. On my debut match, I wore a Burberry scarf. Three weeks later, on Monday Night Raw, this schmageg, Chris Jericho, this schmuck, this putz, beat him, by the way, shows up on national television with a scarf on. That's not a coincidence. That is not a coincidence. So I decided, no. I dictate who wears the scarf. I kept the scarf the whole way through. Chris realized that I was the bigger scarf boy.
Makes sense.
I'm far more famous, far more entertaining, far better looking. And he went, let me throw the scarf in the bin. And just, I'm going to let this kid have the win. And he was smart for doing so.
Now, you mentioned the entertainment factor. One of the Rangers broadcasters today, I took him to Winter is Coming when y'all were in Garland.
Okay,
and he goes, you know who I really like? The scarf guy.
The scarf
MJF.
Guy, that's me.
And then the first match he'd seen in wrestling in like 20 years was a 60-minute draw. And he goes, hey, the match is always this long? And I was like, no.
No, they're
no,
not.
No, they're not. No,
yeah,
they're
yeah,
not
yeah.
whatsoever.
It's a feat.
What is it like being in a 60-minute match? I have no doubt you're very well conditioned.
I've done it twice. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal.
He could do 120 minutes.
Much like baseball, and I'll give these guys credit, even though I do think that this sport's definitely fake and fixed. However, you got to be a freak athlete if you're going to be a professional athlete.
True.
If you think about it on a high school level, how good you were on your team. If you were the best guy on your high school team and then you go to college, you could be the worst guy on your college team.
Yep.
And if you're the best guy on your college team, you can go to the majors and you could be the worst guy on the majors team. It's for the elite, which is why we're all Elite Wrestling, which is why you got to come see us on July 12th here at Globe Life Field. I digress. It's such an incredible... Every single morning I wake up, I cold plunge, I get on the Stairmaster for an hour straight.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I'm completely being honest with you. I get on the Stairmaster for an hour straight, then I eat my breakfast, then I go to the gym, then I work out, I do Stairmaster again, then I sauna for 20 minutes, and that's how I start every day of my life, with the exception of today, because I had to be with you two. And throw out the first pitch for a team that I have to pretend I like.
They're going to win the World Series.
I grew up watching the Mets.
Oh.
I grew up watching the Mets.
Oh, man,
however,
that must have been
brutal. However, time out. Yeah. So, unfortunately, the last time we won a World Series was before I was born, I think.
Yeah.
And that was my dad got to watch that. So now he just watches me every year look at him and be like, why did you pick this team? Like, you've screwed me over for life, but, you know,
it's my kids with the Cowboys.
We move on.
Yeah.
We move on. We move on. We I I think eventually we have to win one. Just like eventually you guys have to win one.
We won one 2 years ago.
Yeah. I don't remember that. Do you guys remember that? Because I don't remember that.
Yes!
Everyone's screaming at me that it happened, but I feel like everyone's making it up.
GlobeLifeField.com/AEW if you want to get tickets, or you can go to AEWTix.com. Look, I have been to many AEW events. They're always a blast. And what you said about the best bell-to-bell, that is absolutely
no
true.
Contest.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for jumping on with us.
Oh, God. Only getting two I in. Wish I could thank you both back, but this has been rough.
All right. Get out of here.
Are we
you
off
know
the
what?
Area?
You know what?
No,
turn his microphone
yet. No.
off. Turn his microphone off. We've been working with professionals all day long, and then this guy comes in here and starts this kind of crap. You come in here and try and disrespect us like this again, I will drop kick you all the way to Houston. You can be an asshole.
Oh, no.
Fan.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. He said it, not me. MJF right here on 105.3 The Fan. Here he comes. Coming up next.
I'm not wearing underwear.
Oh, my God. He's trying to wedgie a non-underwear-wearing Corey Majors, I do believe, is what just happened. Coming up next, now is the time. Your predictions for the Rangers this season, 877-881-1053. Or you can hit us up on Twitch, on YouTube. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Right, Jonah standing in on the left side. Houck comes home, and this pitch is hit high and deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's out of here. It is gone. Jonah Heim lifts one down the line. It's Heim time here in Arlington, and we're tied at three.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It is Whataburger opening day. Thank you very much again to MJF. If you want tickets, July 12th, all in Texas, globelifefield.com/AEW, or you can go to AEWTix.com. Right now, we're going to get T-I-X. Mm-hmm. We're going to get back into even more Rangers talk. We just talked with the person who's going to be throwing out the first pitch. And I've seen multiple people ask
mixed
this.
Mixed reviews on that guy.
What's that?
Mixed reviews on that guy. Yeah. They either really loved him or really hated him.
I mean, I really love him, but I can understand how perhaps one would
that
not.
That was glorious, man. I enjoyed it.
People were asking, and somebody even admitted, hey, look, I'm a procrastinator. How do I watch the Rangers games? Now, shameless plug alert number two, you can listen to all of them right here for free on 105.3 The Fan. If you're going the TV route, they are cleared on a lot of, if you still have cable, or you mentioned it's cleared on Fubo, it's Spectrum.
Somebody just mentioned to me that like they asked for a certain amount on Fubo, and it's a little bit different. So I have to check that out. I haven't quite seen it yet.
Okay.
When I get home, actually, I'm going to try and check it out now and see what's going on.
And I know on DirecTV, it's channel 677 if you want to watch the Rangers. If all of that fails, because there is a ton of TV coverage available now for them, you can go to Victory Plus, and you can sign up for $100 for the season, and I believe you get all of the games with the exception of the handful of national games, and then for the Friday night home games, those are all going to be over the air on channel 33.
Okay, yeah, it does kind of look, Kevin, like I have to purchase an additional thing to go along with it that
okay.
I did not know about before. So that's a little frustrating, but I'll figure something out, man.
I mean, look.
I always got the radio, baby. The radio.
And that's true. But if people want to voice their frustrations, I'm absolutely here for that as well. There's a far bigger swath of people that can now watch the Rangers
for
what's included. But like I understand if people are
like only like 2 million people were able to watch it.
And now it's at least three, if not four times
Jeez,
that many.
Dude, that's wild.
All right, from the 254, because it is time. The Rangers go 93-69. Wyatt Langford wins MVP in the American League. It is wild how many Rangers players have won MVP and no Cy Young.
All right. Well, I mean, Pudge wouldn't win a Cy Young, Kevin, because he was a catcher. But
no, I hear you on that.
Josh Hamilton wouldn't win it either because he was an outfielder. And Juan Gonzalez was also an outfielder.
Okay, so all of that is true. But that group right there has four MVPs, I believe, between them.
I bet Pudge could have pitched from second base. I always thought that.
Okay.
Just let him jump up and throw, and I bet he's throwing strikes, and it would have been awesome.
Yeah, okay. I could see that, honestly. And so I want to get your predictions. 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel, injury attorney, text line. It's time, or on the Twitch, or on the YouTube. What is your prediction for the Rangers season? If you want to tell us just how many games they're going to win, great. You want to tell us their playoff fate? Great. I'm here for all of it. I wanted to start with this because it was Sports Illustrated They have their list of five teams ready to make a surprise playoff run in 2025. I don't think the Rangers actually fit in the surprise category anymore, and yet they were in that group, and they were listed as number one. And they said the Rangers are the number one most likely team that didn't make the playoffs that's going to make it this go-around. And we've talked about how much kind of, I don't know, like heat or buzz or whatever has built up for them.
I think this is an interesting thing, Kevin, because we're not really used to it, right?
Sure.
We're not used to the Rangers having long years of greatness.
Sure. That's fair.
When they built this team, we were already looking at it going, maybe in DeGrom's second year, this thing will be built correctly. But Bochy told us at the beginning of that year, hey, man, I feel like this team has something special and can make a lot of noise. He told us that multiple times.
Yes.
I said, at what point did you know about this team? He was like, I told you already in spring. So
he kind of said it like, come on.
Yeah, no,
like,
I've been telling y'all this for a while. So that is a, like, but we're used to, hey, it happened this year, and then it didn't happen, and it's never going to happen again.
Right.
So what the rest of the country is seeing, though, is Chris Young's serious. Bruce Bochy's serious. The talent that they've brought in is serious. They're a group of guys that play at a high level. So they're not a team that doesn't have the money invested and the team invested as well. So that's why the rest of the world kind of looks at the Rangers and goes, no, they're built for 5 years. And they just had an off year last year where lots of things went poorly for them. And that's why you're seeing what you're seeing, where everybody's saying they'll be back.
Now, Corey, you're going to be really hyped. People are helping out along the way. From the 817, FYI, with T-Mobile, the T-Mobile app, they're giving away free MLB subscriptions until the 31st. So that's just a few days away. From the 214, Rangers games are on channel 305 on Spectrum. So people are trying to help other folks out. They're also giving us a plethora of predictions. From the 817, 93 and 69. From the 214, 90-plus wins, 300-plus home runs as a team. Holy moly. They had 233, I believe, in 2023, and that was an impressive number.
Yeah, and Dave Raymond, like you were hearing him earlier, he was like, yeah, the slug numbers can definitely be there.
And they said World Series champions from the 817, led by a big game, Nate, in wins. They're going to go back to the World Series. Let's freaking go. The last part I don't care for, go get Rangers.
Go get Rangers,
I
baby.
I thought we were going to be able to put that in the past.
He just threw it out there, too. Go get Rangers. That's a total special, baby.
All right, go get Rangers.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much. If Boat says it, you should just agree.
From the 425, here could be a gift hint for people across the Metroplex. I still have YouTube TV, but early Thursday, shout out to my wife for getting me the Rangers package on Victory Plus for our anniversary this Saturday.
Man, what a wife.
Boom!
My wife didn't do that.
Oh, but your anniversary is in September.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I am. Alec, dang, dude.
Alec just dunked on you.
He was like, oh, you're laying on there, you're out, I'm going to jump on you and elbow you. I appreciate that, though. Thank you.
By the way, Alec, did you get the special video sent over to you?
Yeah, I did. I think we're going to have to run it tomorrow because I don't think anybody's going to believe me if I just say what MJF had a message for me, and it's not exactly what I expected.
Nice.
So the return of AM on the FM will come with a little something extra from the 4-3-2. Pending a fully healthy season, Seager wins MVP. From the 817, Rangers are going to go 93-69. From the 785, nice. I don't even know where that is. Rangers break their season best record and go 97-165, because I think it's 96-66, right? Mm-hmm. DeGrom pitches 135 innings, gets the Cy Young, and the Rangers lose in the World Series to the Dodgers.
What? Why would you do that? Why would you get us all the way there and then break our hearts like that?
Maybe they can see the future but just can't alter it. And they're like, so I can tell you what's going to happen.
That's valid.
I just can't do anything about it, unfortunately.
That. Yeah. I don't know, Kevin. Maybe it is just opening day. Maybe it is just the magic of opening day that has me all excited about this team. Somebody did say 161-1, and that was from Stryker. And
it would still be the most amazing record by far in the
history
of baseball.
But it wouldn't be good enough. It wouldn't be good enough.
That's
you know,
what?
We wouldn't be able
yes,
to look
what?
Back and say, we did it. We went undefeated. And so that's what I'm hoping those guys in that clubhouse today. Josh Young comes in there and says, guys, I'm getting y'all a solo stove. I'm getting you one of those, the Oculus. I'm getting you Yetis. I'm getting you every Yeti you could possibly think of. I just want y'all to be inspired. I want y'all to know that these great things can come along and you can get even better. Hey, who inspired him? Evaldi. Got him a Rolex his rookie season. He's looking at this club going, I think we can do the same thing. Y'all just need to be inspired by it. So something about that makes me feel like this club is a little more special than we were expecting it to be whenever we went into the offseason.
Okay. Look, if you look at the variety of texts coming in, there is a lot of optimism. Like, for example, from the 817, Higgy wins AL Player of the Month at least once. If that's happening, and then we've got other people from Wyatt to Corey to DeGrom, holy frickin' moly.
I like this from the 817. Corey uses his first-time dad strength to break Barry Bonds' single-season home run record. Dude, dad strength is different, man.
That's true.
You get a little extra lift in while you're getting those kids up and down. Gosh. Like, your arms, they get tight.
From the 469, you're going to love this one, Corey. Adolis Garcia hits 47 home runs and wins the RBI crown.
That dude, he is such a key for this team. That's why I think I'm putting these kinds these projections on him.
Yeah.
Like, I could be way off. But I think he's so important to this roster. As in, we know what Corey is. We get it. But when you have Adolis doing what he does in the four hole, it changes every pitcher's perspective on what they have to do when they get on the mound because they're terrified of him. They're like, I don't want to have to pitch to that guy if I have runners on because I know that he has the ability to do that. If I miss, he's gone.
For the 503 DirecTV Stream, I'm not sure on that. If we've got listeners who can help out with DirecTV Stream, you can watch. Okay, they said go 677 for DirecTV Stream. You're still good. And for the Dish, I'm not sure about that either. Maybe people can help out. We can spread the word across the Metroplex.
I thought that Kevin was secret security just now when you were like, you put your hand up to your, because you were trying to hear somebody else, but it looked like you were going, what's that? Oh, we're getting a message in from.
I hear you, Alec. And like, well, all of a sudden we have to protect Corey. Get down, Corey!
I am curious about this, and we haven't asked anybody else today, but somebody just asked, where's Haim at? And Higgy's the starter today on opening day. And I feel like, I want to say, that kind of sends a message.
You don't think it's going to be like split down the middle?
But wouldn't you feel like Haim would start?
That's a fair point.
And that could be Evaldi. Maybe Evaldi loves him as the catcher. That could be the situation. But I'm interested to see how that plays out throughout the season.
That is a fair point. From the 360, Rangers won 100 games and beat the Dodgers in 7 to win the World Series. Sorry, there's a lot of text coming in. Somebody said that the Rangers will win the division by 12 games, which would be absolutely tremendous. And from the 817, DeGrom will win the Cy Young and have a sub-1.9 ERA. My goodness, that would be vintage DeGrom, and it would be absolutely incredible.
Kevin, I was just asked, Corey, would you rather go 161-1 and win the World Series or go undefeated and lose the World Series? And I like this because
it's a no-brainer.
Because you go 161-1 and win the World Series, and then you try again next year. All right? You can go, you know what? It wasn't good enough.
Try to be better.
We got to be better next year. So I'm all about that. You know, you break a record, set a new one, and then try to go, you know, say, I'm going to break my own record next year.
You don't think there's anyone in the clubhouse who goes, are you freaking kidding me? We just posted the best record by, like, what, 40 games? And won the World Series.
Yeah. And then, you know what? Be better. You know, I think they'd be all right with that.
From the 682. Okay, I love part of this prediction, but not the rest of it. Rangers win it all this year, and Kevin gets his third baby mama as a celebration. If that happens, something in my life has gone disastrously wrong.
Oh, no, really?
Because I'm married.
See, dude, I'm sorry.
I don't need another baby mama.
To that woman? Or
no, my wife is not here.
I thought that was a funny bit.
If we have a third baby, that would be great. They said a third baby mama. I can't handle that.
That was all I heard was I heard third baby. I didn't hear the mama part because I like Jess.
And then I feel like there's a stigma that comes with it.
Yeah.
You have babies with two different women, it could happen.
Yeah, like Ross liked getting married.
Yes.
You like having babies with other women.
But if we get to three or more, people are going to be like, that guy.
Yeah, watch out for him.
Yeah, he might just look over at me and be like, pow. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here. That was a video-only joke on 105.3 The Fan.
Oh,
coming
man.
Up next, we'll get to more of your predictions, but also I want to know your opening day traditions, whether it's here at the ballpark, whether it's listening at home, watching wherever, getting together with friends. What are your opening day traditions? Let's dive into that next right here on The Fan. KNC CNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I know this is technically not Baseball Nuggets again, but by God, we're at the ballpark, and Baseball Nuggets is always brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. The roof is open. The doors are open. We're about an hour and 20 minutes away from first pitch. Rangers-Red Sox could be an ALCS preview right here on 105.3 The Fan. What I wanted to ask people now and ask you, Corey, is I know now you're opening day.
Hold on, Kev. I'm sorry. MJF is talking to our sister station, News Radio 1080 KRLD. Did they have a clue what they were in for over there?
I do not know if they did.
All right, I just wanted to.
I am not.
They're all clapping.
I'm not sure if that went well or not.
Man, that dude is that dude.
Oh my God, he's the best. He's the best. I want to know for people listening right now, people rolling in, what are your opening day traditions? So whether for us, obviously, it's become. We're going to be here doing the show at the ballpark. But for other people, do they always go to opening day? Do they watch at home with a group of friends? Do they just fire up the radio and they need Eric Nadell to make them feel comforted? What are your traditions?
Yeah, I'll be very honest, Kevin. I've only had one opportunity to do the whole tailgating thing. Because being a dad who was kind of the main one taking care during the day because the wife was off work, and thank you, sir, I always had the kids, and I didn't know what to do with, little toddlers coming out here, so I didn't get that experience. I had it once, though. It was awesome. But usually now my tradition is once this game's over or once the show is over, I will close this laptop and rush to the car. And then I will drive home, and by the time I get home, I will have missed one inning of baseball, listening to Matt Hicks.
Oh, wow.
And then I will be in the backyard with the radio up as loud as it possibly can be so I can listen to the rest of the game. So that's my new tradition that I've been doing. I could stay out here and watch the game. I definitely could. But I love to listen to this game via Eric Nadell.
See,
and Matt Hicks.
I love to stay out here and watch games. It's more logistically complicated on opening day because everybody is here. I don't want to watch it from the press box.
No.
Once our show's over, I'm done broadcasting. I want to be a fan. I want to cheer. That's one of the cool things. I don't ever take it for granted that we get to go in the press box, but you can't cheer or anything in the press box, or at least you're not supposed to. And so,
you're right.
You grew up here. You were born and raised here. So was I. You want to cheer. And they're like, hey, you just need to be quiet and watch a game. And you're like,
yeah, you just said it. I want the Tolos to know. Walking in this morning, I was thinking that to myself. I will never take it for granted that I get to walk into this stadium and do a radio show
for
on opening day.
For sure.
So any Tolos that are out there, if y'all want that feeling, I'm trying to live it for you. I'm absolutely loving it. That's why I'm wearing the Whataburger jersey, the Rangers hat, and just taking it all in today.
From the 254, opening day tradition is hot dogs for lunch or dinner, whether I'm at the ballpark or not. So I think that is...
And you follow it up with a little Frito pie. Yeah, that's the way to rock right there.
From the 940, my wife and I wear our favorite Texas Rangers jersey and watch the game from home. My wife and Noah were both wearing Texas Rangers jerseys this morning, and I thought that was...
Somebody else has a wife and a Noah? Or was that you?
No, my wife.
Okay, all right. I thought they were talking about somebody else. That's really cool, though. That's adorable.
All right, I want to read this from the 254. Because this might be other people's experience as well. My brother passed away this past December. He absolutely lived and breathed Texas Rangers baseball. This is definitely a bittersweet opening day. But no matter what, go Rangers.
Heck yeah, man.
And we've talked about this before. I've made this very clear. I learned about baseball by going to Rangers games with my mom when I was a little kid. That's not a romantic story. That's what happened, all right? And so she later told me she thought we were going to do this. I was going to do this for a living because she was like, yeah, you were always broadcasting during the game. And I was like, you could have really helped me some career choices and just let me know that. But, for me, I absolutely understand that, you directly think of the Rangers. You directly think of baseball, whether it's your brother, your mom, whoever it is, your best friend.
It's my grandpa.
Yes.
You know, I know I went to plenty of games with my mom and dad, but my grandpa was the one that it was just me and him, and he'd bring that little cooler out, and he'd have some Sprite, and the ice tasted like dirt. I don't know how. It's weird. you could always smell the cooler, and I just remember cracking a Sprite open on those bleachers that were just blistering hot.
but I was having the best time learning the game, wondering why they're booing Steve Buchel. Like, all these great traditions that they built over time. It's awesome. Tradition, I never work on opening day from the 806. I put vacation in for the day. It should be a national holiday. I agree.
Because, unfortunately, from the 214, my opening day tradition is I have to go to work.
Oh, man.
It's all right. We're here for you, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. From the 214, I love this. Opening day live with KNC at the Globe has become my tradition. Hey! And they have been hanging out and supporting us for this show. I love it. I love it. I love it. I work from the 940 today and wish I could be there for the opening day shenanigans. Next year, though, I am going to be there. So go ahead and plan it out right now. You know what? Just take all of the end of March off if you need to, just to really be safe.
The whole end, like when does the end of March start? Like the last week? Last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Last 3 weeks?
Last 2 weeks.
After the first day?
Once they fire up the tournament, just go ahead and be like, I'm out.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done working. Yeah. You think work's going to be okay with that, or does it matter?
It depends on how... Depends on how valuable you are at work.
Or how much your boss cares about you.
I mean, that is fair. Now, Corey, this is a good question right here. Because the way this person asked it was kind of snarky. From the 682, can y'all let us know for the 1,000th time how we can watch the game via the telly?
I think they're saying for the 1,000th time, can you tell us? Not, I've asked 1,000 times. That's
okay,
the way I'm going to
gotcha,
perceive that.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha. Now,
because we've told them 1,000 times.
Look, yeah, look, we talked about Spectrum. Somebody said 305. Another person was like, no, that's wrong. It's 310. DirecTV, it's 677. Dish, I believe you have to go get Victory Plus. And for anybody
and
who
go get Rangers, yeah.
Yes, for anybody who doesn't have any of these options, Victory Plus, you get the Rangers season package for $100 for the year. And I believe all the Friday night home games are going to be broadcast over the air on Channel 33. So hopefully that's a lot of options. And then, you know, we always say you can listen to them for free right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Dude, I remember, too, whenever it was 2010, first World Series run and everything. And I was like, me and all my buddies took off to work on the first game. You know, we were playing Tampa, and everybody's like, we got to watch this game together. And that's how I feel. Like, all my buddies are probably going to be calling me on the way home. Hey, what are you doing? I'm going to be like, come on over, boys. Come on over. Let's all get together, and let's have some fun today.
Yeah, and that goes back to...
My kids can walk home from school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't... Okay, I'm not totally sure
Carter
if I
asked
would
if he could walk
that.
Home from school, all right?
Okay.
Lucy does not know right
if
now.
He's asking, that's a different deal, and that's fine. I love the idea of community for baseball, and it's community that can continue throughout the year. Like, we talked about this compared to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is amazing. It's just the one day. And then you kind of, like, a lot of people disperse and move on. Like, if you want to have a baseball watching party today, you can. Tomorrow, this weekend, boom, 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 Rangers, Red Sox happening right here at Globe Life Field. You have the opportunity. Corey, do you want to give us one final prediction? Anything that you think is going to happen this season?
Corey Seager is going to pop one and drive in Marcus Semien to start this thing off today. He's going to hit a home run, and it's going to start this thing off, and the Rangers are going to tear things up all the way to Sunday when DeGrom gets on the mound for the first time.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you to everyone who has already filled this stadium. We've had so many people stop by today. Rangers, Red Sox coming up next right here on 105.3 The Fan, and we'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the KNC Masterpiece. You heard it right here on 105.3 The Fan.
See you tonight, Kevin.